same came one day to be my life now. Now, my God, continue to have your way in the midst of the service. Speak to us, oh God. We set our tent doors and listen to hear a word from you, that we might be edified and walk all the way to the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are always amazed at God's glory and wisdom, his ministry, how he's moving in all this way. And we are preparing for what we call Easter Resurrection Sunday and all that good stuff. Because we're the advent of Easter. How about that?
Amen.
The advent of Resurrection Sunday. Preparing our hearts and minds. So to celebrate that great getting up morning.
Yeah.
Then that whole process, we get excited to read God's word, and it's true because he's living it out through all that we say and do. And this week, my message actually came out of a lesson that I'm going to be teaching this afternoon at 2 o'clock. I might even look at Amos. Because as I was reading Amos, over and over again, kind of really set myself into it so I can just kind of speak on it in the hour that we have. It was interesting that throughout that entire book of Amos, of how people actually had this misconception that things were all right. Amen? You ever got to that point where you think things are all right and you realize they're not?
Right.
You ever been there before?
Yeah.
Think that, yeah, everything's going along good, you know, things seem to be going all right. But they're actually not as good as we think they are. And that's kind of the whole catalyst behind the book of Amos. One of the theme words in there is that prepare to meet your maker. It talks about how we ought to be prepared to meet God. We ought to be looking at our lives every day, thinking about it. You know Christ could actually come back right now. There's nothing else needs to be done for him to come back. Y'all know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're waiting, as one priest said, with tiptoe anticipation. Amen. Surely, for the Lord to come back, he can come back right now. And I wonder, are we living our lives in a manner that we are actually preparing for the Lord to come back?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let me say a show of hands, all of them. I'm just kidding. But you know, as I was reading Amos, it's a very profound, we call it one of the minor prophets. And his task was to tell Israel that they weren't doing what God had called them to do. Amen. And they actually thought that they were doing some things that was okay. But what they had done, they were living in a delusion that they were Abraham's children. And no matter what happened, they were going to be okay. You know, and so they began to go into idolatry and all of that. But they knew that they served them with a forgiving God. And he was with them. And they had been circumcised. Day and all that good stuff. And so they did all those things. And as a matter of fact, when you get to it, you'll find out, if you get on Judah too, that they were having worship services. They were bringing their offerings, you know, their sacrifices, and they were doing all those things that, you know, we call them those dressings, those trimmings. Amen? That would give you the illusion, right? That I'm doing okay. And so I thought about that, and I didn't want to preach the entire book of Amos. Right? And I said, well, where can I go to kind of pick something out to kind of give them an appetizer for the book we're going to talk about? And the Lord, we did wisdom last week when we talked about Psalm 112.
Amen. Had a good time in that. Talk about how we would have a relationship to the Lord, a relationship to the world, and a relationship to our life circumstances.
Amen.
Yeah, had a good time with that. So we were reading the wisdom books. The church was here, and he talked about his wisdom book. And I said, well, why not go to a wisdom book? And we might be able to understand that in this time where we begin to make plans, again, it's not January, but we still make plans, right? The spring is coming. We get together, we do spring cleaning. Amen. And all types of things, we planning for vacations. I know I am. Amen. Because we didn't go on one last year. Nobody did, right? Everybody was at home. This year, I think y'all going to break out. See, but somebody said, that's right. Hey, making plans already. Just don't get on no cruise ships. Amen. Stay local, you know, somewhere close, you know. Make sure you don't go to a place where they're not wearing masks anymore either. Got some place where they stop wearing masks and they just got all precautions. No, I'm not going there either. Amen.
Amen.
So still take your precautions, but you know, I just think we get claustrophobic or what's that, cabin fever, and folks is ready to go out. So we're making plans to do things. And I want to make sure that as we're making these plans up, that we are planning to do what God wants.
Amen.
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 I want to make sure we're planning to do what God wants to do. And that we're not fooling ourselves. And that we're still right. And the best place we can be, we're right there in the what? The will of God. Amen. Not the will of fortune. Amen. The will of God. Amen. And so I went to Proverbs. You know, I went to Proverbs 16. And I think this is kind of give you a flavor for where I'm going to be going today in Amos. Because Amos, like I said, I really wanted to preach Amos. But I said, no, I'm going to teach Amos. And we'll just go through Proverbs. And I think hopefully you'll enjoy both. You'll get to understand where we're going. And I want to talk about what our aim should be. Amen. I think we ought to understand that we should have an aim. And like, when you wake up in the morning, you ought to have an aim. Amen. Not just to get through the day, amen, but to please God. You might start off a couple of months ago now, because it is March, a couple of months ago. I kept telling y'all, my whole theme for this whole year is what I'm going to delight myself in the Lord, right? That he might give me the desires of my heart, amen. It doesn't mean that he's going to give me all those name and claim type deals God you talk about, amen. Not those type of things, you know, right? Folk confuse folk with that name and claim and stuff. Oh, just the, and then another part I don't like because it confuses y'all. They say don't claim. Like if some of y'all get sick, oh, don't claim it because you won't be sick. No, that's a lie. Amen. Y'all better stop telling. That's bad. That's nonsense. Amen. No, you don't have to claim it. It's there. Amen. But pray about it. Amen. One of the things I find out in the book of Amos, when I can't get to that part, is that when in the last chapter 7-9, when God is going to give him five visions, those visions, there's some terrible things that are about to happen to Israel and to Judah. And it says, and Amos prayed and asked the Lord not to allow it to happen. And it said that the Lord rescinded it. That's real. Amen. Amos prayed. And the Lord did what? He said, okay. Amen. That not claiming stuff, that's trying to say that you got some power. Amen. And one thing I want you to really understand is we have no power. Only thing we have is Christ. And Christ alone. Amen. And all that we have comes from him. And that's what I got out of this problem I'm about to get into. I'm going to get there. I get excited about books of the Bible. I get more excited than I should, I think. But I want to preach Amos, but then I want to get in the Proverbs. I can preach Amos right now, I'm telling you, but y'all might be here for a couple hours. But we're gonna try to stick with these little, I'm going to pull four little verses, stanzas out of this proverb here. And listen to the words of the Lord. Proverbs 16, it says, the plans of the heart belong to you, man and woman. Amen. But the answers of the tongue is from the Lord. It says, all the ways of a man or a woman are pure in his or her own mind or eyes. But the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. I'm going to do 4A. Look at 4A. The Lord has made everything for its purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Stop right there. And that's why I read the psalm. I try to connect when I try to give you something to think about before I get to the text. And when I read the Psalm 92, remember what it says? It says that stanza 4:92 says, for you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. You see that? And so then you go back to the proverb and says, for the Lord has made everything for his purpose. In other words, his work. God is working in a way that we should be able to see. Amen. In our lives. And we want to be a part of it. Amen. We ought to want to be a part of what God is doing. Why? Because we are part of the body of Christ. We are what God is doing. God is working through us. Amen. The last song that we just sang, it says that what the Lord is what? Done through who? Through you. God is working. Do you know God uses the body of Christ to do his work? Amen. He uses us now to do all that he's doing. Amen. We are the body of Christ. And so when I think about that, and I think about the fact that I want to make sure that you're not deluding yourself, you're not living in an illusion that you actually think you're doing what God wants you to do when you're actually doing what you just want to do. Huh?
Amen.
Yeah, you see, sometimes we can get to a point where we actually think we're doing what God wants us to do, but we're actually doing what we want to do. Amen?
Amen.
And here's the key to that statement. I can do everything I want to. Amen? Anybody say amen? Y'all scared to say that, huh? No, I can. I can do anything I want to do. You know why? Because my delight is in the Lord.
Amen.
And what I'm doing now, guess what? He's going to allow it to come to fruition because I'm doing it for him. See, all that I want to do now is for him. And when you have that attitude that I want to do what the Lord says, then you can do whatever you want to do because you're actually doing it for him.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
See, that's what you get out of reading God's wisdom. I said, you know what? I can't do what I want to do. You know why? Because what I want to do is for him.
Right.
Amen. And so when I wake up in the morning and I finish, you know, getting myself together, brushing my teeth, all that, and I go, I'm trying to figure out, okay, Lord, what are we going to do today? Not what I'm going to do. What are you going to do through me?
Amen.
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 That's why I keep telling y'all, what's my favorite scripture? I told y'all Galatians 2:20, right? Now y'all should know about 100 because I say it every time I get a chance. I get a chance to do it today. Is that what? I have been what? Crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, what? I live, but yet not I, but Christ lives within me. And the life that I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself just for me. And so now I can do whatever I want to do because I'm doing what he wants me to do. You got it? And that's why when you wake up in the morning, no matter what's going on, guess what? It's part of what God has for you because you're doing what he's called you to do. Israel wasn't doing that. Amen? Judah wasn't doing that. But they fooled themselves because they got up and they did the trimmings. They did the what? The offerings. They did the sacrifices. They were going to the temple. They were doing all those things. But when they left, their life did not indicate that they even knew God. Amen? And we have to be very careful that sometimes we're not just
hearers of the word. Amen? And we're not doing what God has called us to do. And so in our planning, we must make sure that all these plans that we're about to do are lining up with what God has called you to do. Amen? And that's what the Proverbs is talking about. And that's why he says the plans of the heart belong to you. Amen? God said, I woke you up this morning, but guess what? You can plan to do whatever you want to do. Isn't that amazing? That we have a loving God like that that gives you strength. Let the blood run what? Through your heart and all your body and all your extremities. And he's giving you your mind. You can think of all this. And he's saying, I'm going to let you choose to do what you want to do today. Isn't that nice? He says, now I'm controlling your life. Look, you only live, move, and have your being because of me. Amen. Sister Joy said this morning, she said, Lord, woke me up this morning. That's right. With no clock. Amen. It was God shaking her and said, it's time to get to go pick up some folk. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You got a, she said, you got a job to do today. And she got right up and she did it. And they think the Sister Joy is so nice. She come and pick me up. No, God told her to do that. She is nice. But guess what? That's what God planned for her to do today. Amen. So y'all can thank her. But you give God the glory.
Amen. Amen.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, you're doing the right things, but you're doing it for the right reason.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. And see, we got to get to a point where we understand that. So the plans of the heart belong to you. You can plan and do whatever you want to do, but you got to understand one thing, that you are now in Christ. And so is what you are about to do what God is calling for you to do. Because let me give you a very good scripture. It's in Luke somewhere. It's a big book. When Elder gets to be, he'll tell y'all where it is. I know, y'all know he knows where it is. But it's in Luke, look, I think Luke 12, somewhere around there, where it says, to whom much is given, much is required.
Yes.
Amen. It's in there somewhere. Amen. And it came to me. It says, yeah. So see, the reason why we do it is because God has given us much. Amen. God has saved us. And again, I'm going back to Israel. He tells Israel in the book of Amos, he says, I chose you out of all the people in the world. He says, I chose you, and all I wanted you to do is to be good and tell people about me, and you in there feeding yourself and taking care of yourself, not taking care of other people. And so they thought they had it going on because they were indulging in all the good stuff that they had. See, one of the things that happened in that time frame in the book of Amos is there were no wars going on. For a couple of years, they had peace and they had prosperity and they were growing and they were busting out in the seams. And what they were doing was, but they weren't taking care of each other. They were taking care of themselves. And they weren't showing people how good God had been to them. They were just taking care of themselves and what God had done for them. Amen. And so when they woke up that morning, they were planning to take care of themselves. And that was it. And what he said is, God gave them the opposite. The plans of the heart belong to man. Okay, you can do that. He said, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And what that actually means is that God is sovereign. Amen. You got to put sovereign beside that. In other words, because what it said is, when God speaks, got it? The tongue. When God speaks, whatever he says is going to come to fruition. Amen. You can't stop that. You can plan what you want to plan, but the way God has got it orchestrated, it's going to happen. Amen. So those things are going to go on. So if you want to have a great life, make sure you realize what God is saying and you get in there. You're doing what God has called you to do, what he's prepared you to do. All the gifts he's given you, you're actually using them. Amen. For his glory.
Amen.
You are seeing God's work coming to fruition in your life. Because you have made the decision to follow Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I like that song. I have decided to what? Okay, now since you made that decision, let's do it. Amen. Y'all know the song? Y'all know the word? Let's do it. And so when you wake up, decide to make your plans line up with God's word. Amen. We know what God is saying. We know what God's intention is. You know, just like he was using Israel, just like he was trying to use Judah to what? To tell other nations about him. Guess what? His plan hasn't changed. Amen. He's just using you and me to do it. The church now. Amen.
Amen.
He chose, just like he told them, now he's telling us what? I chose you. And here's the thing that I marvel at. He tells Judah, he tells Israel, he said, y'all weren't the greatest people. Huh? He said, no, y'all weren't all that. You know, come on now. And then Paul picks up on that, doesn't he? He says that what? Not many of you wise. Huh? He said, but God chose the what? Come on, y'all, just say it. Say it loud. The foolish things. Come on now. To confound what? See, what he's saying is, he says, I chose you and you weren't that great, but I can make you great in me. And that way, when these things start happening, you can't sit there and say what you've done. Because you know you couldn't do it, right? That's the law. He says, I didn't want to choose all those folk who would have stuck their chest out and said, look what I've done. He chose those, the humble ones who understood, you know what, God, you're great and greatly to be praised. And so when I wake up now, my plans, and in other words, and see, when you understand that, and I think you got to get to the point before we start making plans, and you got to realize, what's my purpose? You know, what's my aim? When I wake up in the morning, is my aim really to glorify God? Because that's what it should be, right?
Yeah.
1 Corinthians, what? 10:31 says this. It says, therefore, whether you eat or drink, but this is the part I like. So you don't eat, so you don't drink. But it says, whatever you do, that's the part. It says, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Uh-huh. Amen. Now he used to eat and drink. You know why? Because every day y'all eat and drink. I'm looking around. None of y'all ain't missing no meals. Come on now. Amen. Amen. Matter of fact, when you leave here, you probably gonna get you a meal. Huh? Yeah, I know. And so he said, those are the mundane things that we do without even thinking about it, that we automatically decide we're gonna take care of ourselves and we're gonna eat and drink. But he said, that's cool. But he says, whatever you do, in other words, everything else that you're doing, he says, you make sure you're doing it for the glory of God. Now, if God has written that and he wants that to come to fruition, when I wake up in the morning, my plans and my heart should be geared towards what I'm going to do to glorify God. You see how it starts to go together? And all of a sudden now, I'm walking into God's sovereignty. And when I start doing that, things start happening. Amen. But then he says, well, don't get tripped up though, that when you think, okay, I know what God's word says, so I'm gonna keep doing that. I'm gonna do that. And then things will go all right. Okay, but then he said, let me fix it for you, because see, it's a little more than that. Look at verse 2 back in 16 of Proverbs. It says, but all the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes. See, that's the part that tripped me up. Amen. Because see, I'll start doing things that I know God wants me to do, but sometimes they're not really for God. Right? Oh, it's just me. I forgot y'all that saved all y'all life. But because he said, then he helped God, he says, but the Lord weighs the heart, the spirit. Amen. He looks on the inside. In other words, the word actually means you look at your motive.
Amen.
Why are you doing what you're doing? Amen. Because that's what God wants to know. He says, are you really doing this for me? Amen. That I might be glorified? Or are you actually doing it because you know that people are going to say, you are a good person. You are a great person. And you are trying to steal some of God's glory.
Okay.
Huh? See, so he says, make sure that when you wake up in the morning and you begin to make those plans in your heart, because you can, make sure your purpose, make sure your motive, make sure the reason why you're doing it is for the right reason. Amen. And you're not looking to get something out of this. Amen. It's not something that, oh, I'm a, you know, no, it's for God and God alone. Your reward's coming. Amen.
Amen.
You just gotta wait for it, but it's coming. Amen. And can't nobody take it away. You know, and here's the thing about it. I'm gonna be sidetracked today. You keep me focused. I'm not just saying, but there are actually specific awards that God only has just for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And some for you. I hope mine's better than yours. But hey, that's a different story. That's a little selfless of me. But there are things, you know, and it's like I got this mind that just don't work like everybody else's mind. And my mind works like this. It's like there are certain, like I imagine God, he got this big warehouse. He got things up on the shelf up in there. And on this shelf, it's like Amazon on steroids. Amen. And on these shelves in there, he got, there's my name on that shelf, and there's certain things he has just for me. Amen. And when I'm doing what God wants me to do and life is going and I'm praising him and I'm really focusing on him, and he takes some of those things that he got for me, and he'll make sure he gives them to me, and so I can keep doing the things that I'm doing for him. Amen. But when I don't, they stay on the shelf. And you can't get them. And you can't get them. And here's the thing that hurts me. Is that when he takes them off the shelf to give them to me, they're really not just for me. They're for me to use to everybody else he benefits from. Amen? Amen? And so what I'm saying is that there are some things on those shelves that we can't get because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing that I might benefit from. Right? Amen? See what I'm saying? And when we all do those, then we all get those things that God has for us, and we all benefit from them. And guess what? The motive is that I want to do it for God, but the benefit is that we benefit from the fact that you're doing what God told you to do. And that good stuff. That's how smart God is. He says, I want you to understand that I can bless you to be a blessing to others. And the key is that, guess what? I'm blessing you, but it's for others. Israel and Judah didn't get that. They kept thinking that the Lord blessed me for us. We were a separate people. We want to stay separate. We don't want to help nobody else. And it's all for us. And sometimes we get that Israel and that Judah instinct in our minds. Come on, y'all don't tell the truth. And that's why we all tell my Lord blessed me. Did y'all remember of Esau and Jacob? You remember Jacob? He stole Esau's blessing. And Esau wasn't so upset that happened. What he was really upset about is God didn't give him one. Because then he got back in there and said, my father blessed me too. You got to understand what he really said. Lord, bless things. He's like, look, I want my blessing. Forget about the fact that, guess what? Jacob had the blessing that, guess what, he could have been a part of too. You see? No, he wanted his own. Why? For his own. And sometimes we get to a point where we just want our blessings so we can be blessed. And so people can look at it and see, look at what God's done in my life. No, he did it so that you, when God blesses me, he did it so that you, you understand what I'm saying? And so when he blesses you, guess what? I get part, why? Because we're the body of Christ. Amen. That's what he's talking about in Corinthians. He says, we are the body. And so when you get something, that's why he says, we ought to rejoice with those who rejoice, remember? And cry for those who cry. See, all that stuff to come together when we got our hearts right, when we got our motives right, when our planning's right, and we understand our position and who we are in Christ. Amen? And man, what a life that is. If we do it God's way, there will be so much joy. I'm talking about for everybody. We all benefit from the blessings that you and I get from God. Amen? That's what he does. But they still sit up on that shelf. You know, and so you, that's what Slice says, you stopping us from getting what God wants for us because, and I might be stopping us from getting, because sometimes, you know, and so we got to encourage one another. And that's why I think that part about Hebrews comes in there when it said that we ought to what? We have to assemble ourselves together to encourage one another to do what? Good works. Good work. It's about good works. Amen. And a time like this, and so we can't do it all together like we normally do. And so, but we ought to be, you know, reaching out to each other, what? Encouraging each other to keep doing what God has called you to do. Even in the midst of the pandemic, wherever you are, don't stop doing what God called you to do. Amen. Because we still are being blessed by the Lord.
Amen.
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 You know, the last part of this thing is, He says that, and when you understand this now, and you're beginning to plan your way out that you might glorify God, and you understand what your purpose is, and you realize where your position is, he says, the key is, don't forget. No matter all these things happen in your life, don't get distracted, amen, by the stuff in the world. He says, commit your work to the Lord. Amen. He says, commit your work to the Lord. And there it is. And your plans will be established. Isn't that amazing? He's telling you in the beginning, you can plan what you want to do. It's in your heart, right? If you do it for the right reason and you actually commit it to the Lord, God will make it happen. Isn't that amazing? It's not rocket science. It's just written right there for everybody to see. He says, you make sure that you're planning the right way for the right thing. Amen. Make sure you're doing it for the right reason. Amen. He said, and then just commit it to the Lord. And guess what? He says, it's going to happen. It's right there. Your plans will be established. I didn't write that. God did. This is not a motivational speech. This is real life. He said, when you are actually lining up with the will of God and you're doing it the way that God wants you to do it, he's going to make it happen. And he can because he's sovereign. You got it? Because all of a sudden, it lines up with what he said was going to happen. And everything begins to work the way God wants it to work, and nobody can stop. Amen. Why? Because of 4A. Because the Lord has made everything for its purpose. And things are beginning to work the way God wants them to work, because that's the way he wants them to work, and can't nobody stop. And what he's actually saying there is that when you begin to pattern your life, amen, the way it's supposed to be patterned, the things that you are now delighting yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the what? The desires of your heart. And what he wants you to understand is that when you're doing that, the reason why it's going to work out is because you are beginning to live the life that Jesus wants you to always live. Colossians, this is my last text, I'm going to let y'all go. Colossians puts it so crystal clear. In Colossians 2:6, it says this, therefore, and you got to go back and read what there was for. Amen. We ain't got time for today. As you have received Christ Jesus, got it? The Lord, you have received him, right? You've accepted the free gift of salvation. You've asked Christ to come into your life. You repented of your sins and asked God to forgive you. He's done that. Amen. You now what? Receive the Spirit of God who what? Who empowers you to walk worthy of the calling that you have in Christ Jesus. You've done that, right? Okay. Now, since you've done that, he says, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, very simple. So now what? Walk in him. That was something. Yeah, no, that's all it is. No, he says, you now telling me you have the Spirit of God in you. Amen. You have the Spirit of Christ in you. You are now what? A part of the body of Christ. He says, okay, so now live. That's all he said. So now live. You know what? What he's saying is that if that's true, you will live right. That's what he said. If that first part is true, you no longer need instruction from me. Amen. What the Bible says, it says, so now walking, and what it means is, he says that you're walking in a life pattern the way Christ did when he was here. Amen. You're just continuing the ministry that Christ started when he was here. That's what he said you're doing. And so you're beginning to walk like Christ. You're beginning to live the life for Christ. Why? Because he gave his life for you, and now he's giving it to you that you might live for him. Amen. It's not rocket science. But it all goes back to the beginning of Proverbs where he says that the plans of the heart belong to you. He says, now that you understand that, he says, God is just telling you, okay, you have Christ now. Begin to plan your life the way you know Christ's plan is. And God, and Christ always said what? I came to do what? My Father's business. Can you say that in the morning? That's what he said. When the morning, when you get up, you say, look, hey, I know what y'all got planned, but I'm here to do my Father's business. Huh? That's what you got to say. And when you understand that, and what's your Father's business? It's right here. He didn't change. He gave us the blueprint. He gave us the plans. He gave us everything we need to do. As a matter of fact, Peter says he gave us everything to take to what? Life and godliness.
Amen.
Right here. That's the plan right here. He says, so now, and now you actually have the power to do it, right? I can do all things through Christ who has what? And those are the things he wants you to do, remember? Because there are certain things that you can do that I can't do, something I can do that you can't do, amen? Because we all have to run our own race, remember Hebrews? That has been what? Set out before you, keeping our eyes fixed on what? On Christ. In other words, don't try to do what I'm doing. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I can't try to do what you're doing. Because if we're doing the same thing, one of us might be unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And so we're all working in the body together. I love Christmas. We're all working in the body together. We all got different parts and you're this, and we're doing this. He said, but you gotta do it. Mm-hmm. So you gotta do it. And it all starts every day, because you know what, tomorrow's gonna be different. Yeah. Amen. God give you a good night's rest. He's going to protect you from what the, again, I always somebody say about the old people, old and not myself. But things always say, yeah, God protect us from danger, seen and unseen. And we were asleep last night. God, no fire broke out, no bees broke in. Y'all remember those prayers? I understand that stuff now. I didn't know what they're talking about. I understand it now. I must be getting old. And so when he gives me tomorrow, guess what? I got to start it all over again. You know why? Because I still live in this flesh that is tainted in sin that wants to go back to the way I used to be. Amen?
Amen.
And you know what really gets me? Is when things start happening in my life that I don't want to happen in my life. You got it? And all of a sudden, sometimes I feel like, well, Lord, I've been doing this. And it's a bargaining contest. Well, Lord, I get that you, and you're not doing it. So I'm going to start going back because you know what? I can fix this thing myself. And I start making my own plans. I start working out my own situation. And all you're doing is telling the Lord, actually, I don't really trust you unless things are going right. Amen? Because see, long things are going right. Oh, we're praising God. We're having a great time. You know, hey, sister, please play nothing on you. See, no matter what you play with, sing it up. But soon stuff going wrong, we're not singing anymore. Amen?
Amen?
And you know what you say? I don't feel like singing. Right? And since I don't feel like singing, I don't have to sing. But that's not true. Your spirituality can't be based on your feelings. No, it can be based on your facts. That you understand who Christ really is in your life. And that sometimes during the hard trials, he's just testing you. That your faith might get better. And that you might be able to tell somebody about the goodness of who Christ really is. And so even when you're not feeling okay, you still got a plan in your life that I'm going to glorify God no matter what happens in my life.
Amen.
And I'm doing it for the right reason. Why? I'm doing it for the one who saved me. And no matter what I don't feel like doing, I still do and watch God work in the midst of my life, that somebody else might see Christ and that he might get the glory. Not because I'm feeling good, but because I am okay and I am going to see Christ one day for myself. My destiny is already set. Amen. No matter what happens in my life right now, I'm going to heaven. I hope you can say that. I'm not bragging, because not because of what I've done, it's because of who I know. And what I'm telling you, no matter what happens in my life, I'm going to heaven. And I'm going to live with him forever. And now that I know that, guess what? I plan my life around that fact. That I want to please him all the days that I have left.
Amen.
And it's not that you might name a wing at me when I'm gone, because I won't know it whether you do or not. Amen. So that don't stoke my fire. But is that when I get there, I want him to say, well done. That's it. Well done. Amen. Ain't nobody gonna say well done for? Not that I preach, not that I taught, not that it all. The well done comes on because you accepted Christ. Y'all get that? See, people are talking about that. People say, well done, that's all the work. No. Remember, you didn't do that. Christ did that through you. So why would he say well done for that? Huh? You get it? No. The well done comes is because you accepted what Christ did for you. And that's why I'm going to get the well done. And that's why I'm going to heaven. And so because I know that and I know it's true, why wouldn't I plan my life around the one who made it possible? You get it? Why wouldn't I now give all that I am because he gave all that he is, that I might have that privilege of being able to hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's what it's all about. And so we ought to get to a point now where we understand that because of what Christ has done, we ought to plan our lives, even our vacations, amen, and all that we do, to make sure that whatever God has for us to do is going to come to fruition, because it is. And we're going to do it with the right motive. Mm-hmm. Get it? God knows what we're doing. We're doing it for him, and we're going to commit it to him, and he is going to bring it to pass. And no matter what happens, you're going to be what? Steadfast, unmovable, always what? Abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor and the Lord shall not be in vain. Why? Because it's in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
That's what I want you to do. And when you do that, I'm telling you, it changes your perception of life. It changes your perspective of life. And all of a sudden, life has a different taste to it. Oh, taste and see. But the money. Oh, it's not the money you got. Not the car you got, not the world. It's that the Lord, you got the Lord. The Lord is good. Amen. That's what tastes good to me. Amen. That the Lord is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for all that you are. Not just in our lives, but just who you are. You are God all by yourself. Mm-hmm. Help us to understand that, and that you have a purpose for our lives. And that is to let a dying world know about a living Savior. Someone who could save anyone, because you saved a wretch like me. Now be glorified in all that we say and all that we do. We love you, my God, and we need you. In Jesus' name. All of God's people say amen.
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 And amen. You can give God some praise if y'all want to.